All right, we got Tevin Smith. Welcome to the Gold Room.
Where going?
Ain't nothing. First off, you make too much money to have on that paint. What are you doing, man? And it ain't a clean white tee.
Look, that's what I'm going to tell you. You'll never get where you come from. And I'm from the country of Georgia. You feel me? This is how we go, man. You throw it on, you ready to go. This is anytime. I can go wash the car and go grocery shopping. You feel me?
Hey, on this show, man, we kind of get a people insight of inside the locker room or the people and their personality. So elaborate on your pregame speech. Like, where you get it from? What do you usually talk about? And how you usually get ready for it?
Well, I think it's the most nerve-wracking thing I have to do the whole week. Because I want to say the right stuff to the team, but at the same time, I don't want it to seem scripted or nothing like that. So I really try and take what we go through during the week or take stuff that Gus be saying, something that somebody on the team might say, and then I just come from the heart, man. You feel me? I feel like if it ain't from the heart, it ain't real. So that's where I'm at with it.
Word. Year three. You done showed a lot, but everybody still talking about your weight.
Yeah.
How much you weigh?
You know, we always You know, we always talk about that. You know, I always say on that field, I'm 240. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, you know, in the locker room, I give them the number they want to see. but I think, you know, in this business, everybody needs somewhere to knock you. You know what I mean? It ain't no play out here perfect, or they not going to let you be perfect. So, you know, I take it and embrace it. You know, that's my chip. There it is.
Word. But with this season, especially the way we came out, we performed week one, we showed where we've become as a team. A lot of the growth is on you, basically our young guys, growing and continuing to getting better. How has that growth been? And like, where do you see yourself probably at the end of this year?
Man, I hate to take this from Gus, but man, it's great growth, man. They put me under that pressure coming in the OTAs, telling me about my weight, about consistency and things like that. So I understand. It's like you said, I understand that side of the business. They need to see something. So as a player, my biggest thing, I just want my teammates to know that I'm going to give everything I got and be where I'm supposed to be at. So I think as I keep growing in the system and challenging myself, you'll continue to see the growth. But, you know, at the end of the season, you know, hey, wins are not built, and me healthy, that's all I want. You know what I mean? It really ain't no where I'm going to be at. If we good, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And that's that.
And then all the people get to hear professional tale. Don't nobody get to hear the ad lib, the hump.
Hey, you feel me?
A lot of people outside the building, they be want to see and know like how players really are.
Yeah.
And they don't really get to see that all the time.
You feel me? And that's the thing why I like talking to people when I see people on the streets or when they walk up to me at Walmart. You know, I try and be, you know, cordial and stuff, but I try and be myself nine times out of ten. You feel me?
Word. That's appreciate it, you, man. Already, thank you for coming to the Gold Room.
Hey, I'm here. Word. Anytime.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.